Hello, everybody. You are listening to WOBN 97.5 FM, The Wildcard. Joining me in the studio today are two guests. If you guys would like to introduce yourselves.
Yes, I'm Coach Boer with the men's and women's golf team.
I'm Abby Chilcote. I'm a sophomore on the girls' golf team.
Awesome. So, Abby, what made you want to play golf in college?
I had played in high school, and then I actually didn't go to high school my senior year. I did college stuff instead, and I just missed the game. So I met Coach Boer, and that was pretty much it. Just decided to play.
Nice. How has it been coaching the women's golf team here at Otterbein, and how long have you been doing it? It's probably a question I should ask before that.
Sure. This is my fifth or sixth season. Forgive me. Can't remember. Getting old. And it's been great. I really enjoy coaching really every aspect of it, as far as the game planning, the course management, technique, all of it. And just the camaraderie, being around the team and having a common goal.
How many girls are on the team this year?
This semester we have 7. Typically, we like to be somewhere between 6 and 10 as a good roster size to allow us to still have participation and keep things active in practice, but at the same time have really competitive environment too.
Do you guys have a home course that you play at, or do you travel a lot for the season?
Well, we have a home course. It's North Star, which is just 12, 15 minutes north of here. And that's where we do all our practices, as well as if we host a home tournament, that's where we'll be. But given the college landscape, we definitely travel quite a bit throughout generally the state. We'll play against a lot of OAC schools in our conference, and then also some NCAC schools as well.
Abby, how has it been playing along with schoolwork? So being a student athlete and having to travel so much?
I haven't found it to be too difficult. It just is a lot of time management, more like front loading or just having to be disciplined about getting work done before we travel, because golf is it's a longer sport. It's not like a 90-minute thing, so you got to get your work done before you play. But when we travel, he's good about giving us free time to do our schoolwork or whatever. But I haven't found it to be crazy difficult.
So I know you guys just finished up your fall season. How did that go for you guys?
Well, we had a pretty good fall season. We won one tournament, which was our OAC fall preview, which was probably the most important event to show up to. We won by 51 strokes. Mount Union came in second, which was a big win for us.
Yeah, and I would echo that. That certainly is our marquee event in terms of seeing where we stand in a conference. And then the other events, we certainly we spread around the state, as I said, and played against a lot of really, really good programs. So I think we got a good mix of some experience so that we're going to be ready for the spring.
So you guys have a break during the whole winter season, and then you start up again in the spring?
Yes. Yeah, essentially the way college golf works is you have a fall and a spring season. Collectively, it is one season. But obviously with the weather the way it is, in the northern states, you're not going to play in January. So you're allotted 20 weeks a year, and that's the best route for us to go as far as weather.
That makes sense. I can't imagine playing golf in the snow would be fun or easy. How is your fall season organized? Do you start before the semester starts?
We'll start the first weekend of classes, and that'll be when we do our qualifying. And then the following weekend, that's when competition begins. So right around the 1st of September is when we begin.
Okay. What's the conditioning like, Abby, or like the practicing? Does it go along with like the amount of time you have to put into your classes?
We have practiced typically three times a week, I guess. And then we give up our weekends pretty much for the majority of the fall season and the spring season. But we'll do work on the range, or short game, depending on the day, sometimes both. But we typically are practice for 2 hours. So I guess, yeah, I think it would mirror the amount of schoolwork I'm doing every day. And then we do workouts in the fall, just like weightlifting and ab work and strength training.
Is there anything you guys specifically want to work on or improve on for the spring season?
From my perspective, I can't answer for Abby, but from my perspective, a lot of what we've worked on this fall is just gaining experience, getting better on the mental game, because a lot of golf is really just the belief and confidence that you can achieve the number you're looking for, and so we worked hard at that. We'll continue to do a little bit of that, some mental workshops and that sort of thing over the course of the winter. And then in terms of strength and conditioning, you know, anything we can do to improve on that side will certainly help us in the spring, because certainly conditions in the spring are always difficult, and anything we can do as far as the strength aspect with thick, wet, rough, you know, just tough conditions, I think that will certainly help us as well. But those are really kind of the two areas that we're going to focus on in the off season.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think what we kept saying this spring is that we're really close. Our scores are about to drop, so we're going to make it happen in the spring. Getting past saying that we're close and actually do it.
That's a great outlook. How many schools do you usually compete against in a season? Is it usually like the same schools, or is it like each time a different?
We try to mix it up as far as different events, but ultimately they're invitational. So, you know, at any given event, we could have anywhere from 8 to 15 teams there, and that can actually vary even throughout divisions. There could be some Division II schools there. There could be an NAIA, which is a separate division, and then obviously primarily Division III. But it's a good mixture. And so we certainly get to know a lot of the teams that will go to similar events as us. But ultimately, we'll see any given program at least one or two times in each season.
Is there anything else you'd like listeners to know about the golf, women's golf team, or just how your season went?
Yeah, I suppose just echoing what we said earlier, we had a really good start to the overall season, and again, what Abby said is very true. We're very close. As far as our numbers are concerned, our low score can come from anywhere in the top seven, which we're carrying seven, so it can come from anywhere on the squad, and that certainly is a big statement, and it's just a matter of putting it all together on the right day and the right time. So that's what we're working towards, but yeah, that's certainly a step in the right direction. Last spring, we had a school record, a conference record, as far as a low total for a round, and I feel like this spring we should have another push at that as well. So they set the standard, and we're looking to continue to push that along.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening, and thank you guys for being in the studio. Good luck on the spring season when you guys start back up.
Thank you.